Caroline and Trisha, this woman was in Michigan. She was watching TV one night, and this guy just walks into the living room. You know, walks into her house and walks into the living room. She screamed, and she didn't know this person. And so her husband chased the guy off, and they called the cops, and the cops were able to track him down nearby. He's a 43-year-old guy. They tracked him down to his parents' house, to his parents' backyard. They found him, and they tried to talk to him. He took off. He ran into the woods. So, you know, at this point, he has burglarized this house, and now he's running from the cops. So it was dark. He got away. They brought out a canine, and they still couldn't find him. Turned out he got lost, and he ended up having to call 911 to have somebody come save him. So they figured out where he was. He flagged them down when he saw them coming. He was like, hey, look, here I am. So now he's been charged with breaking and entering and resisting arrest.
Please help me. I'm lost.
Like, how do you make that phone call? 911, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm the guy you're looking for.
Yeah, I just ran from the cops, but now I'm lost. I need some help.
I am so sorry about that. What I need from you is...
I don't even know how to get out of here. Oh, please help.
That's good. That's real good. At least it had a happy ending.
It did. And nobody was hurt. You know, his pride was hurt. You know, I'm sure the cops got a good laugh out of it.
We're laughing at him right now. Yeah. Oh, that guy needed some control.
Yes, he did. He should have talked to Janet Jackson about that one.
That's right.